The following is a special presentation, the final broadcast of Radio Prague's shortwave radio service. As many of you know by now, austerity measures across Czech governmental ministries have forced budget cuts in many sectors, and public broadcasting is one of them. Radio Prague is in its 75th year, and throughout that time, our signal has gone out to six continents, carrying news and information about Czechoslovakia and the Czech Republic to listeners all over the world.
My name is Mark Cody. I'm 55 years old, and I live in Peterborough, Ontario. It's northeast of Toronto, and I've been listening to Radio Prague since about 1980.
And my name is Rajdeep Dash. I'm calling from Kolkata, India, and I'm a long-time listener of Radio Prague English service. I'm a shortwave listener and a listener for the last 10 years.
My name is Brendan Monahan. I am a graduate student from Portland, Oregon, in the United States, and I have been listening to Radio Prague since around the mid-90s or so, and it's all pretty much been via either the Internet or the World Radio Network.
To introduce myself, I'm François Velikan. I'm from the Netherlands. I live in the Czech Republic. I use Radio Prague as my primary source of information about Czech people in the Czech Republic.
My name is Rodney Bowers. I first listened to Radio Prague in a small town called Hartwell, Georgia, in the United States. I was got my first shortwave radio when I was about 14 years old, so back in the late 60s, and Radio Prague was one of those that was very available, easy to pick up, had good signal quality, and so it was one of those kind of things that when you are listening and you want to hear some different types of programming that you would tune in on a fairly regular basis.
Radio Prague will continue to fulfill that mission through internet and satellite broadcasting, we hope for another 75 years, on whatever media the future allows us. But today we mark the end of a traditional means of modern communication that we have been a part of almost since its inception. Czechoslovak radio began its international service on shortwave through Radio Prague in 1936, in the words of the government, to provide state propaganda and information in the world's major languages, and also to provide special programs for those Czechs and Slovaks who have settled abroad and who cannot receive our own domestic radio programs. The mission of this new shortwave service will also be important because our culture, and especially our music, will find new audiences around the world, allowing us to show other European states to what extent we have contributed to the development of mankind in an atmosphere of friendly competition. Very little of what was broadcast before the Second World War survives today, but a wonderful example of the ethos with which Radio Prague joined the airwaves was an experiment done on Christmas Day in 1937, when a radio bridge was attempted between India, Prague, and the United States to allow writer Karel Čapek and inventor František Křížek to exchange messages of goodwill for the coming year with Albert Einstein in Princeton and the Indian poet Rabindranath Tagore in Bengal.
Dr. František Křížek is sending a message of goodwill to Professor Albert Einstein. This message will be rendered into English by Professor Matoušek of the Charles University of Prague.
Professor Einstein, we are so far from each other, and yet so near. It is science that has shortened all distances. During the 90 years of my life, I have been the witness of the greatest advances in modern science. I saw its beginning, and I still remember those early days of Thomas Alva Edison. It entitles me to believe in further progress and in a happy future for humanity.
That experiment showed the potential for a medium that has sent our message all over the world, regardless of the political climate or regime, here or elsewhere. In 1937, a British historian named Edgar Young told our listeners of the need for that message in the climate of tension leading up to the Second World War.
It is unfortunate that Czechoslovakia is known to most foreigners, largely, if not entirely, through the propaganda of her enemies. The Czechoslovaks are only now beginning to realize the dangerous effects of the new technique of propaganda, which consists in telling lies and half-truths with such conviction and consistency that even the victims begin to wonder what is really the truth.
In that propaganda war, Radio Prague was put to the test and countered Nazi propaganda, as you can hear from one of our English broadcasts from 1938, just months before the German invasion of the Sudetenland.
Once again tonight we must perform the distasteful task of refuting further invented reports broadcast by the German wireless stations. It is not true that the rectors and deans of the German universities in Prague were forced, at the point of the gun, to sign a declaration of loyalty to the state. This absurd allegation was denied by the rectors and deans themselves in a statement made today, denying that any pressure whatever was used against them.
Even today, it is easier to block the internet than to block shortwave signals. Radio Prague's transmission is heard in Cuba in Spanish, in Belarus in Russian, throughout Africa in English and French, and it has withstood the hostile invasion of its own country, as our listener Rodney Bowers remembers. In 1968, he was listening to Radio Prague from the American state of Georgia when the country was overrun by Soviet-led tanks.
It began to get tense, and there were some broadcasts that were more news-oriented and a lot of information about the country being invaded. And then, you know, there were days when there was not a broadcast, so you just couldn't figure out what was going on. There was a lot of discussions in the shortwave listening community about clandestine stations that were popping up out of the Czech Republic that were broadcasting what was really going on and letting people know what was really happening here. And that was the lifeline, I think, for the Republic to be able to say this is what's happening to us, because in so many other ways it was not an easy way for people to get information out of the country.
This is Radio Prague, Czechoslovakia, broadcasting continuously and bringing you late news bulletins and reports as we receive them of the situation here in occupied Czechoslovakia. We are transmitting in the 49-meter band on 6.055 megacycles. However, since this frequency is being jammed, please tune us in by turning slightly to the right or left of this position on your radio dial.
Also in the building at that time was Oldřich Cheap, the man responsible for the technical side of Czech radio's shortwave broadcasting for the last 40 years, and the chairman of the International High Frequency Coordination Committee.
So I was here in this building when the Russians came, and it was quite dramatic, of course. But I was lucky to escape from the building and help to organize the schedule of the so-called legal Czech radio that was also on the air on shortwaves. We went to a villa in Nusle, where there was some makeshift studio. It was, of course, very difficult, but we were on the air, and I still get sometimes reports or memories from some old shortwave listeners that heard these programs on the air in those very dramatic days.
This is Radio Prague, Czechoslovakia, the legitimate voice of occupied Czechoslovakia. Please tell all your friends and friendly radio stations. This is Radio Prague, the legitimate voice of occupied Czechoslovakia.
In order to reach the world, we've broadcast in so many languages over the years. In the 40 years that you've been here, what languages did we broadcast in?
Were very, sometimes quite unusual. Swahili was also at one time, Arabic, Portuguese, that I can remember. I think that's all in addition to the usual languages that have been on the air now.
This is the African service of Radio Prague, Czechoslovakia, broadcasting in Swahili.
idhaa ya Kiafrika ya Radio Prague, Czechoslovakia, ikitangaza katika lugha ya Kiswahili.
As the decision to abandon the airwaves loomed over us at Radio Prague, we received a great deal of support from our listeners all over the world. It was a decision that they were greatly divided over.
I understand the reasons behind closing it down. I'm just going to miss it very badly. I think the problem is governments don't understand the economics of it, that you can reach a lot of people with it. And it's an easy thing for governments to cut because a lot of people don't understand shortwave anymore.
I have never been to Czech Republic, but I came to know so much about Prague, about Europe, news, current affairs, sports, everything, which really, you know, fascinated me. I never expected to receive such a good signal from such a faraway station, and that really made me a fan of your station. And during all these years, I have had fond memories of your station. And, you know, when I came to know that Radio Prague is closing down its English service, only on shortwave you're stopping, but I'm really heartbroken, really sad to know that. Being a DX and a shortwave listener, it's kind of a blow to us.
I think that all shortwave stations have some importance still, and they probably have not lost the importance, although the era of shortwave broadcasting is changed, of course. But it still has some value for specific segments of the audience. The delivery methods of international radio diversified. Internet, satellites, but shortwave has some specific properties, and I believe, and that's my very strong belief also, that there will always be a specific segment of the audience that would prefer shortwave listening from terrestrial transmitters to other delivery methods. I am afraid that some of the decision makers in the organizations and the big ones, because there is the well-known domino effect, when the big ones start reducing, then the small ones follow suit. So I'm afraid that the reduction of shortwave broadcasting around the globe was a bit, you know, made quite hastily, and that it's not quite good development.
But when there's money lacking for expensive shortwave broadcasting, then what would you recommend?
Well, to reduce it, but to stay on the air, because shortwave broadcasting bands exist. And I believe that they will always be used. I think that this particular group of listeners will stay tuned to shortwaves, and it's a pity that Radio Prague will not be there.
Actually, I've never listened to the shortwave Radio Prague, but I do use the web. I use the podcast, I use the broadcasting via the internet, and I also read Radio Prague articles on my reader. My opinion about quitting shortwave broadcasting is simple. I know there is a cut in the budget, and I think because Radio Prague provides an excellent source of information via the internet, that cutting the shortwave broadcasting, it's an understandable sacrifice for me.
You know, there's more than one way you can take the end of shortwave, judging by the comments on the mailbag program or from, you know, your Facebook page. You know, you can treat this like a funeral, and you can write in and talk about how terrible it is and lament the loss of the station and so forth. Or you can look at this as, you know, trying to stay relevant and on top of new technologies and new information as it transitions into the 21st century.
Of course, this is the other group of people who, of course, like Radio Prague, listen to it, but use the digital technology. I think, of course, that particular segment will increase or is keeping increasing. But on the other hand, there are also maybe the minority, a niche audience, who will miss shortwaves. Developing countries, for instance, Asia, for instance, Latin America, these are places where there will be gap because internet is not everywhere, of course.
Hello and welcome once again to Radio Prague. First, here is a resume of our program contents today. We start off with the news.
This will be our part of our very last broadcast on shortwave. Do you have any special wishes or anything you want to say to the audience?
Well, I would like to say that I have enjoyed all those decades with Radio Prague and with the management of their frequency and program schedules, and I feel that it's a pity that this era has been closing now, and I wish all of those DXs and radio hobbyists the best of success in this coming period of the development of international broadcasting.
That was Oldřich Číp, Czech radio's shortwave expert of many years, deservedly winding up 75 years of our shortwave broadcasting. Many thanks to him and to those of you who took the time to write in and participate in this last program. Radio Prague will still be here, providing you with news and feature programming about and from the Czech Republic. Stay tuned to us online at radio.cz or on satellite. Ask your local broadcasters to rebroadcast our daily program. And follow us on Facebook under Radio Prague. Your input remains as important to us as ever, and we look forward to your questions and comments. To those of you who will be unable to listen online, it has been our great pleasure and privilege to offer you this service. From me, Christian Falvey, and on behalf of all of our staff here, thank you very much for listening, and goodbye. This is Radio Prague, signing off.